I'm here with former councillor and local campaigner Andy Cartwright, who was actually at MG Rover, weren't you, for
how many years?
I was there for just 18.
Just 18, that's a long time. It's exactly the same time as I've been at the Standard. We're here at the unveiling of the plaque for the flight shed in Longbridge. Massive, massive contribution to the world, really.
It was, Tristan, it really was. But the first day I walked into work, into Rover, on my first day, I keep passing that building. I keep passing it. And I said to my manager, "What's that there?" He said, "You don't know what that is." I said, "No." He said, "It's called the flight shed." He said, "I tell you what, go home and Google it." So I did. The first picture I seen was Herbert Austin with Winston Churchill. I mean, how good's that? I mean, and then I got into it more, and you know, they've built parts for tanks, parts for Spitfire, the Hurricane, you know, the Fairy Battle. Obviously, then I lost my job. I become a councillor, and then I seen all the sad stuff, you know, the factory coming down, the flight shed fell. People were saying, "Well, what are you going to do?" And all this. So I come and started a partnership with, the people that are building these houses, and I said, "Look, do you realise there was a flight shed here?" He said, and the guy said, "What do you mean there was a flight shed here?" So I thought, I'm going to say to him what that guy said to me at Longbridge, Google it, and he did, and it's in the same image as me, and he said, "We've got to do something with this, Andy." I said, "That's what I'm here for." Yeah. I said, "I want you to put a plaque up. I want you to put a plaque up so people can see and know what happened here." And it, honestly.
And Ian's relayed to it as well. There is a lot of information on there that people...
Oh, there is.
Well, and it's much more fun than Googling, because you're actually on the spot.
There is, Tristan, but because of our connection with Pride of Longbridge and the Austin apprentice, we got a guy called Anthony Osborne, who started here when it was 15, 16. And he said, "Don't worry about the info. I've got all that in here." And he done it. So
he just did it. Unbelievable. And it's been quite a lengthy campaign, hasn't it? I mean, I've been talking to you about this for several years. How long has it taken?
Oh, I think it's taken about 3 years. And that's just true. But because they said, you know, we don't know where to put it and that. And again, that's where Tony Osborne come in. He said, "Well, you've got to get your name Flight Shed Way, so, you know, put it here." See, that's another thing they've done.
Yeah, because
of people like Anthony, myself, and Gemma saying, you know, what the road's going
to
be, you know, and that's why
they need
Flight
to,
Shed
yeah.
Way.
I mean, so much good went on this factory site when it was here. And also, fair play to Taylor Wimpey, though, as well.
Oh, yeah, like I say, it was a great partnership. They always emailed me. I was going to do it last week, but the weather, and I'm saying that now and it's raining, but I said to them, "Let's just do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Don't mind standing in the rain."
And in November, what are the chances of getting?
Well,
I mean, hopefully
it's
going to be all right for tomorrow for Remembrance Sunday, which is a longer services and parades and things. And I mean, that I've just brought that up with Ian, the relevance that we're standing here. It's the year of the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, there would have been some parts involved that were made in Longbridge in the D-Day landings, and also a day before Remembrance Sunday. So in the end, it's actually, it's quite fitting.
It is quite fitting, and it's really nice to see. I mean, you know that there's that stone that I've got up in Frankley, and they're going to do a Remembrance Day. Who'd ever thought Frankley would have somewhere where they can go, not just to remember the people who served in the war, but people who've died in Frankley over the years. So that's what that's going to be. By having partnerships with people, and I can honestly say, without Ian Brookshaw, who's the chair of Frankley
Parish Council,
you know, that wouldn't have happened. He backed me fully, and that's what you need. It's all about partnerships.
So what do we need to say to people now? They need to come down here. It's Low Hill Lane, opposite Coughton Park, on the way, just by up from Groveley Lane. What would you say to people?
I would say to people, if you're passing here, especially with your children, let them stand on the wall there and read about what happened in the war, because Herbert Austin was a very clever man, and he was one of the first people to say to the government, "Come and use my factory. I want to do this." And we should be proud of that, because we're part of it.